Unit 1.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue. Dialogue 1. Hey, there's Leo. I wonder why he's walking arm in arm with that young woman.
It's as plain as the nose on your face. They're dating each other.
You're pulling my leg. She must be 30 years younger than Leo. Talk about robbing the cradle.
Well, you can bet this relationship's going to be a flash in the pan.
It must have been love at first sight because I know he didn't have a girlfriend last week.
I think you are absolutely right. Actually, my father proposed to my mother after knowing her only 2 weeks. They got married a month later.
Dialogue 2. You must be pretty excited about your trip to Europe. When is it yet that you're leaving?
In just 3 weeks, and I am excited. But there are still a few things I need to do before I go.
Like what?
Like renewing my passport, going to the travel agency to buy my plane ticket, and figuring out what to do with my apartment while I'm gone.
You are not going to give it up, are you?
No way. I'll never find another apartment around here. But I don't like the idea of paying 3 months' rent on an empty apartment either.
I don't blame you. Perhaps you could sublet it.
Yes, but whom to?
Let me think. Oh, I know just a person. An old colleague of mine, Jim Thomas, is coming here to do some research this summer. Some research this summer from June to August.
That's exactly when I'll be away. It sounds ideal, as long as the landlord agrees.
Tell you what, I'll be calling Jim late this week anyway, so I'll mention it to him then.
Well, thanks, Bill. Let me know what happens. That extra money will really come in handy.
Dialogue 3.
Ben, what are you doing?
Well, I would say that I'm just drifting, here in the pool.
Why?
Well, it's very comfortable just to drift here.
Have you thought about graduate school?
No.
Would you mind telling me then? What were those 4 years of college for? What was the point of all that hard work?
You got me.
Now listen, Ben. Look, I think it's a very good thing that a young man, after he's done some very good work, should have a chance to relax and enjoy himself, and lie around and drink beer and so on. But after a few weeks, I believe that person should want to take some stock in himself and his situation and start to think about getting off his ass. Part 2. Small Talk.
Small Talk 1. Hi, how is it going?
Pretty good, Sam. Only the awful weather, you know.
That's right. I've never really liked it since I got here.
Me either. But I'm dealing with it anyway.
Small Talk 2.
I'm glad to have had the opportunity to meet you here.
I trust you're keeping well?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So we can get down to business. Small Talk 3.
Ah, Bob. Just the person I want to see.
So what is it?
You gotta help me out this time, buddy.
Another tough thing, I guess.
Small Talk 4.
Hi, it is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it's been ages. So how have you been?
Couldn't be better. And you?
Just as usual, you know.
Small Talk 5.
Susan, what brings you here today?
Well, I've got some papers due.
Really? So what's the news?
Not too good yet. Better than I was, though.